Hello and welcome to episode 23 of The Good, The Bad, and The Beautiful. Today we are going to be talking about all things Christmas and how to make this season intentional, focused, and just an enjoyable time. I think often we just go through the motions in this season and just try to please everybody's whims, and we forget to really just focus in and enjoy the people we're with, the experience. We in our house like to set up Christmas quite early. Part of it is so that December can be simplified for us. I want December to be peaceful. I want to be able to really enter in. And I can't do that if my house is chaotic. You know how it is when you're setting up your Christmas decor. It gets all up in one day, but then the disaster of it just sits for a good week. No, just me? Okay, cool. So that's why I like to set up early. And also, I just think there is something, it's almost like spiritual to me when you put up the twinkling lights. Something in the house just shifts. This peace washes over the house and you're just like, oh my goodness, this is so lovely. I can enter in. I feel like just reading by the fire and worshiping the God of the universe that has given us such beauty. Especially this is helpful. We're in our darkest season and the days can feel super long, but when your twinkling lights come on at 4 o'clock, everything just feels just a little bit brighter. We light a lot of candles in this season. There's always candles lit in our house and a peace just washes over. I wish I could just keep up a Christmas tree all year long in our house. We always say, why don't we just keep twinkling lights in our house? Like, we love it so much. But there is something so nostalgic and special about just this season, in this dark season of life, that there's hope. And it's a pointer to Christ, to Jesus who's born. He's the light of the world. And so every time I see these twinkling lights, it just pushes me towards the Christmas narrative of why we celebrate Christmas. And so for us, that's the pointer. That's the start of this season. Of course, starts the Christmas music. We're really into the Spotify playlist, Acoustic Christmas. It's a little more peaceful, a little more gentle, and is just calming in the house. As you can tell, the whole thought in our house, we love calming. We are all very intense, loud, love the chaos of people. But when we come home, we like the peacefulness, the simplicity that our house offers. And so Christmas is such a great conduit for that. Another thing for us in how we can be intentional this Christmas, and feel free to use any of these things and change them to how it works for your family. But in our family, December 1st kicks off our hot chocolate bar. And I've shared about it in the past on my Instagram and has become a staple in many people's lives. In the next couple weeks, I'll start getting messages and pictures of people's hot chocolate bars, and it just brings such joy to my life. I know that depending on the ages of our children, it will have to look different in each house. But in our house, December 1st marks open hot chocolate season. So I set up a beautiful display with all kinds of fixings. We've got mint chocolate sticks, sprinkles from my lovely friend Stacy has a company called Sugar Love Designs, and she's actually making sprinkles this year. And so we're going to be adding those, whipped cream, you name it. And the sprinkles that she has are just, they're beautiful. They're just fun and whimsical. And she has generously offered 15% discount to all of my listeners. So it's under Aaron Clark 15 is the code at checkout at sugarlovedesigns.com. They're beautiful sprinkles, all natural, and will be a great addition to the hot chocolate bar. So can check out my Instagram page on December 1st and you'll see our theme for this year and the look of it. It always shifts just little bits. And basically all day, my kids can have access. Now, they're again at the age where they will self-regulate themselves. So they do tend to just have one a day because they know that they'll feel nauseous after. But their friends love coming over and they all just run directly to the hot chocolate bar. And we have the festive Christmas cups out. It's just a really fun way to, it doesn't take much effort. My whole responsibility is just to keep it filled. And beyond that, it creates this special memory that the kids, they just know December 1st comes and this is happening. And I'm all about building just these patterns into my kids' minds of these nostalgic moments that connect them to our family and make them feel connected. Another way to just simplify this season, because we can go through the motions, we can get caught up in all the things that are coming, is I like to sit down before the season comes up, first by myself and then with my family, and come up with, okay, what are our priorities this season? What are the things that are important to us, whether they're events that we like to go to, experiences we like to have, people that we want to connect with this season? And we write them all down. We put them in the calendar. And I know that last minute things come up. We are the most last minute people. But it creates some boundaries for us where we know, like, ahead all of the things that are super important to us. So then we need to then assess in those moments where something comes up where it's like, okay, let's look at the calendar because everything is marked in for this season. Does this fit with what we are wanting to accomplish this season? Because we've had, oh gosh, we've had so many Christmases, and this was before the hot chocolate bar, so don't say, well, it's all the sugar you're giving your kids. But we've had so many Christmases where we show up Christmas Day and at least one of my kids is laid out sick because we've done too much that season. They've gotten completely run down. So we don't have to do it all. Just prioritize what's important to your family, and then everything else is extras. And we can learn to say no. We can say, actually, I'm sorry we can't make it to this event. We have something on. And that something on might be at home watching a Christmas movie with your family. And that's okay, because if you've prioritized that, then that's a part of your plans. I like to use an app called Gift List, and that helps me to stay organized and on the gifts. So you input each person's names, and then you're able to mark down ideas, where you'd find it, the price, and it keeps a tally of everything that you've spent. So it helps you so that at the end of the season, you're not caught off guard going, oh my goodness, how did that happen? How did I spend so much on each child or on my neighbors, whatever it might be? So it just helps you to plan, helps you to simplify this season. I highly recommend getting an app like that or the Gift List app. And get ahead on your gifts. Know your budget. Actually sit down and prioritize and plan. Okay, this is how much we are going to spend on each child. This is how we are going to do this. And you'll find that you'll enter into the Christmas season just that much more at peace. I also like to not save the Christmas wrapping until the last moment. I used to do that back in the day, probably just because of necessity, because I had such young kids. But now I like to wrap as I go. They still don't go out until Christmas Eve, but I know that they're wrapped. I have a Rubbermaid bin for each person in my family, and I wrap them, and I'll just put them in the bin ahead. And then I can keep track of whose stuff is where. We've also started just in the last couple of years. I will go to Costco and buy a roll of wrapping paper for each person so that I don't have to be worried about name tags and all of that. It does take a little mind power at first to remember, okay, whose on the color scheme. But that's really helpful. It doesn't help to make your tree look beautiful necessarily if you like the matched look, but it really does help with the organization of it. And even on Christmas morning, everybody knows their colors, so you go and you're able to grab a gift and pass it to the right people. I think that that's really fun. And this year we're doing, like, the Santa gift is one gift for the family that I think will be fun for them. And it doesn't have to We don't have to go overboard on everything. We can keep it simple. There's no rules for any of this. So figure out what works for you in that scenario to just keep it simple. I went ahead and got our neighbor's gifts, and they're already wrapped and under the tree, ready to go. Gifts for friends are wrapped under the tree, ready to go. We're not always that organized, but I find that it helps with budgeting too, when I'm able to purchase ahead, plan ahead, and then I can, again, have the capacity to enter in this season instead of being the crazy mom that's freaking out all the time because there's just so much on my to-do list. I would rather December be focused on Jesus, focused on relationships, focus on entertaining, connecting with people, and just really nurturing the true meaning of Christmas away from the chaos that comes. And of course, chaos is still going to happen, but it'll be much more manageable when we have a plan. The other thing that we love to do is once December 1st starts, we begin our countdown to Christmas. And so we have like just a fun family connection countdown to Christmas. And then we also have an Advent where it's just focused on just the pointer, pointing us to Christ. And it could be super simple. It could be reading a Bible verse each morning as a family. It could be reading the whole narrative each day, finding a book. She Reads Truth has great Advent calendars that you can go through as a family and just make it work for your family. The point is, it doesn't have to be fancy. It's reading God's word about what happened. Maybe leading into Christmas, if you haven't watched The Chosen yet, watch The Chosen. It's not so much about the birth of Christ, but it's just taking you into the mind of like who Jesus was in such a beautiful way and seeing his life. And it's like, oh, okay, this is what this is all about. This is the God of the universe that we worship and we love. And there's so many amazing movies to watch. So we like to mix in both just the like fun elf kind of Christmas movies, and we mix them in with movies that are Christ-centered and point to that, because we live in a world of Santa. And I don't mean to say like fun as in Jesus isn't fun, you can make it all. I just mean of the Santa stuff when I say fun, and just the watching the movies and the candy canes, all of that. And then Jesus is more focused, but try to keep it light. Try to keep it fun. Don't make that the part that your kids dread. Figure out, okay, how do we make this exciting? If your kids are young, we used to always do where once a week we would have a nice dinner and then we would act out the story, and we would just add different props each week or expand the story and just make it a really fun way. You do it in an accent one time, or try enlist your dog to be the donkey, whatever it might be. Figure out how we can incorporate both worlds together and connect in. This I cannot stress enough. If you work shift work, or you're a pastor, or you're a ministry family, and Christmas Eve, Christmas Day are work days for you in whatever capacity. Maybe you're divorced and you don't get your kids on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. You can choose, and I know this from experience in ministry. I spent the first few years of my kids' life just building a resentment because Mark would be working till midnight on Christmas Eve and I would be doing all the work, all the stuff to make things special. And Christmas Day would come and he'd be exhausted and I'd be exhausted. And I started to resent. I was like, is this going to be Christmases from now on? Because I love Christmas and it's important to me to make it special, but this isn't fun for me. I thought this was supposed to be a family thing. And so I made a decision early on that if it's not working, let's change it. Let's figure out what works for us. We don't live near family. It didn't, for us, we were free agents. We could figure out when Christmas was that worked for us, that we could actually have enjoyment. And so many years, it's random each time. We'll spend it on the 21st or the 22nd. We'll do Christmas so that we can have the full experience. We can have the Christmas Eve into the Christmas Day. It could be the weekend before so that everybody's off school, everybody's off work. Make it work for you. Make it work so that Christmas Day ends up just being another day. It's still always special, but if you're alone on Christmas Day, then you've had something. Do it ahead of time if you can so that you're not just yearning for what's to come. And just make it work for your family, for how your family looks each year. Don't write it in stone. Each year can look completely different based on your new experiences for that year of what's happening. And just make whatever you do special and intentional. I like to get a new book at the beginning of the year, Christmas season, that we'll read aloud together around the fire. I like to get a couple new board games each December so that we have new and exciting, fun family activities to do together. And then beyond that, we just love spending lots of time with people, with our friends during this season, playing games, staying up late, having new people over that we wouldn't normally have over. And another thing that I'm excited for this year that we're going to do is we're going to do a Christmas tea, the girls and I. And there's some moms and daughters that the girls have met through youth group and around the neighborhood that we wouldn't necessarily connect with. We've never connected with them, but we're going to have them over for tea and just bring a Mod Podge group of people together and make it a meaningful time. Ask meaningful questions around the table and just connect in a special way. Christmas is a great opportunity to be able to invite people in. Think about how you can fill your Christmas table at some point in December. Think of a family that you know don't have family here. There's been many years in our early years where, again, we didn't have family here, and there were people that invited us in to their fold and had us on Christmas Day, and they didn't need to. They had their whole family there. Their social needs were met, and yet they invited us in and made us feel like family and made us feel special. So we think inwardly with our decisions of, okay, how will this make our season peaceful? How can I be organized in order to be present this season? But then we think outwardly and we think, okay, let me make sure that I'm putting time and effort into blessing others around me as well this season. And so it's like a dance. We pull in so that we can recharge and have the energy and capacity to love our family well. But then we step out and we serve our community, our neighborhood together. It is an incredible season to be able to just spread joy to those around us. And I encourage you to just sit down, come up with a plan this year so that you're not just flying by the seat of your pants and holding on for dear life, but that you can intentionally enter in this season and enjoy the gift of Christmas. Thank you for joining me today. I hope that that was encouraging as you plan the Christmas season ahead. Don't forget to check out sugarlovedesigns.com for all of your sprinkle needs and beyond. Use the promo code ErinClark15 for your 15% off. Have a fabulous day.